Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Remember by Ram Goldhar and today Maseches Megillah Daf Yud Tes. The first parak Megillah Nikreis. The Zichu Maseches Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichu Chabura. So the three tops are going to focus on number. The next Mishnah states Ben Ir Shehalach Chrach, Ben Chrach Shehalach Ir, a town dweller that went to a walled city or a walled city dweller that went to an unwalled town. Imasi Laksu in Komo Korakim Komo. If he will return to his place, he reads Megillah on the same day as those in his regular place. But if he will not return, he reads with them, referring to the people in the place he's visiting. Rava said, this only applies in the case of a town dweller who will return to his town on the night of the 14th. But if he will still be in the town in the morning, he reads with the people in the town. Rava said that he knows this from the following pasuk. Therefore, the Jews are the unwalled places that live in unwalled towns. Now, since it already is written that there are Jews of unwalled places, why did the pasuk repeat itself and say that live in unwalled towns? So it's coming to teach, the paros ben yomo nikra paros. A person who is in an unwalled place for only a day on the 14th is considered a resident of an unwalled place and is required to read then. The Gemara concludes that we can assume that the same rule applies to people who are visiting walled cities for only a day. Pointing to the Mishnah continues, Mehechan Korah Adam is a Megillah of Yotzi Beyadicho Vaso. From where in the Megillah must a person read to fulfill his Chiyuv? Rav Meir says one must read all of it. Rav Yudah says, Meish Yehudi, from the Pasuk, a Jewish man, until the end. Rav Yossi says, Ma'akar Devar Ma'ela, from the Pasuk, after these things, referring to the Megillah's depiction of the rise of Haman, until the end. Mosadna Breitzer, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Mebelai Lahu, from the Pasuk, that night, referring to when Achashverosh could not sleep. Rav Yochan said that all the opinions were based on the same Pasuk. The Tikhtov Esther Hamalka Mordechai Yehudi is called a Tokef. And Queen Esther and Mordechai the Jew wrote all the acts of power. Rav Meir holds that called a Tokef, all the acts of power, is referring to the acts of Achashverosh. And so the Megillah must be read from the beginning. Rav Yudah holds it refers to the acts of Mordechai. Rav Yossi holds it refers to the acts of Haman. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai holds it refers to the Tokfel Shal Neis, the power of the miracle. Rav Huna brought an alternative pasuk. And pointing me through, the Gemara brings a number of statements made by Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Had there been an opening the size of the eye of a small needle inside the cave where Moshe and Eliyahu stood when the Shekhinah passed before them, lo hayu yechoin lamod mifnei ha'ora, they could not have stood there because of the light, for the pasuk states, ki lo yirani ha'adam achai, for no man shall see me and live. He also explained the meaning of the pasuk which discusses the luchos, v'halehem kol ha'dvarim asher dibra Hashem imachem bahar, and the writing on them was according to all the words that Hashem spoke to you on the mountain. Melamed sheheiro kodesh baruch hu Moshe, this teaches that Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu all the fine interpretations of the Torah and the fine interpretations of the rabbis and what the Chachamim would innovate in the future. The Gemara asks what the Chachamim originated and answers Mikra Megillah, the reading of the Megillah. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Ben Ir Shehalach Chrach Ben Chrach Shehalach Ir, a town dweller that went to a walled city or a walled city dweller that went to an unwalled town. If he will return to his place, he reads Megillah on the same day as those in his regular place. But if he will not return, he reads with them, referring to the people in the place he's visiting. Rava said, this only applies in the case of a town dweller who will return to his town on the night of the 14th. But if he will still be in the town in the morning, he reads with the people in the town. Rava said he knows this from the following pasuk. Therefore, the Jews are the unwalled places that live in unwalled towns. Since it's already written that they are Jews of unwalled places, why did the pasuk repeat itself and say that live in unwalled towns? And so it's coming to teach the paros ben yomo nikra paros. A person who is in an unwalled place for only a day on the 14th is considered a resident of an unwalled place and is required to read them. The Gemara concludes that we can assume that the same rule applies to people who are visiting walled cities for only a day. Pointing it to the Mishnah continues, Mehechan Korah Adam is Megillah v'yotzi v'yadecho vaso. From where in the Megillah must the person read to fulfill his chiyuv? Rav Meir says, one must read all of it. Rav Yudah says, Me'ish Yehudi, from the Pasuk, a Jewish man, until the end. Rav Yossi says, Ma'achar Advarim Ha'ilah, from the Pasuk, after these things, referring to the Megillah's depiction of the rise of Haman, until the end. Yosan Nebraitz, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Me'bolai Lahu, from the Pasuk, that night, referring to when Achashverosh could not sleep. Rav Yochan said that all the opinions were based on the same Pasuk. The Tikhtov of Esther Hamalka of Mordechai Yehudi is called Tokef, and Queen Esther and Mordechai the Jew wrote all the acts of power. Rav Meir holds that called Tokef, All the acts of power is referring to the acts of Achashverosh. And so the Megillah must be read from the beginning. Reb Yudah holds that it refers to the acts of Mordechai. Reb Yossi holds it refers to the acts of Haman. Reb Shem Bar Yochai holds it refers to Tokfel Shel Neis, the power of the miracle. Reb Huna brought an alternative pasuk. And pointing with you, the Gemara brings a number of statements made by Reb Chiya Bar Abba in the name of Reb Yochanan. Had there been an opening the size of the eye of a small needle inside the cave where Moshe and Eliyahu stood when the Shekhinah passed before them, Lo hayu yochoin lamon mifnei ha'ora. They could not have stood there because of the light. For the pasuk says, Ki lo yiran ha'adam v'chai, for no man shall see me and live. He also explained the meaning of the pasuk which discusses the luchos, Va'alehem kolcho ha'dvarim ha'shem dibra ha'shem yimachem bahar. And the writing on them was according to all the words that Hashem spoke to you on the mountain. Malamin sheheru ha'kosh baruch hu Moshe dikduk de korah v'dikduk de sofrim u'masha sofrim asinil chadish. This teaches that Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu all the fine interpretations of the Torah and the fine interpretations of the rabbis and what the Chachamim would innovate in the future. The Gemara asks, what the Chachamim originated, answers, Mikra Megillah, the reading of the Megillah. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Yotess, and our standard Simmon is a yacht, a yacht. So here goes. The passengers on the yacht from the walled city who decide to stay over in the quaint seaside unwalled town on the 14th fulfill their chiyuv of listening to the whole Megillah read from beginning to end. In a shul with an arn in the shape of the luchos that had Megillah painted on it. Once again, in slow motion. The passengers on the yacht. Yacht? That must be one duff. Yud tes. The passengers on the yacht from the walled city who decide to stay over in the quaint seaside unwalled town on the 14th. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ben Ir Shahal Chachroch, Ben Krach Shahal Chair, a town dweller that went to a walled city, or a walled city dweller that went to an unwalled town, if he'll return to his place, he reads Megillah on the same day as those in his regular place. But if he'll not return, he reads with him, referring to the people in the place that he's visiting. And Rava said this only applies in the case of a town dweller who will return to his town on the night of the 14th. But if he'll still be in the town in the morning, he reads with the people in the town. So the passengers on the yacht from the walled city, who decide to stay over in the quaint seaside unwalled town on the 14th, fulfill their chiyuv of listening to the whole Megillah read from beginning to end, which reminds us that there's a four-way machlokes regarding how much of the Megillah must be read for one to fulfill his chiyuv. Does Kol HaTokev, all the acts of power, refer to the acts of Achashverosh, Mordechai, Haman, or the beginning of the Nes, when Achashverosh couldn't sleep? So, the passengers on the yacht from the walled city, who decide to stay over in the quaint seaside unwalled town on the 14th, fulfilled their chiyuv of listening to the whole Megillah, read from beginning to end, in a shul with an arn in the shape of the luchos that had a Megillah painted on it. Which reminds me, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said regarding the pasuk about the luchos, Va'alem kolcho ha'dvarim asher dibra Hashem imachem bahar, and the writing on them was according to all the words that Hashem spoke to you on the mountain. This teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu all the fine interpretations of the Torah and the fine interpretations of the rabbis and what the Chachamim would innovate in the future. The Gemara asks, what the Chachamim originated, and answers, Mikra Megillah, the reading of the Megillah. So once again, the passengers on the yacht from the walled city who decide to stay over in the quaint seaside unwalled town on the 14th, fulfill their chiyuv of listening to the whole Megillah read from beginning to end, in a shul with an arm in the shape of the luchos that had a Megillah painted on it. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Tezvav. So the simmer Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The prominent royal servant who had secret messages in a fruit bowl, that must be more in Daf Tezvav, Tu Bishvat, fruit bowl. The prominent royal servant who had secret messages in a fruit bowl, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that Hasach was Daniel, and he was called Hasach either because Shechasuk Magduah, so because he had cut him down from his great stature, he no longer held the high position that he had while serving Belshazzar, Dariavash, and Koresh. Shmuel said he was called Hasach Shekol Divrei Malchus Nechdachin Alpiv, because all the kingdom's affairs were decided by him. So the prominent royal servant who had secret messages in a fruit bowl was shocked when he saw his queen enter the chamber of idols with a grim look on her face, which reminds us that the Shekhinah left Esther when she entered the chamber of Avodah Zarah, and she said, Keli, Keli, lama za'avtani, my God, why have you forsaken me? Shema tadan al shogeg kamezid, perhaps you're treating a shogeg like a mezid, v'al ones karatzon, or a sin committed under coercion like one done willingly. Rashi explains that Esther was saying to Kodesh Baruch Hu that even though she was going to Achashverosh on her own choice, she was really being coerced, given her desire to save the Jewish people, or was it because she disrespected Achashverosh by calling him a dog? So the prominent royal servant who hid secret messages in a fruit bowl was shocked when he saw his queen enter the chamber of idols with a grim look on her face, as she carried a fruit bowl with an invitation to her suda for the king and his second in command. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings many possible reasons as to Esther's motivation for inviting Haman as well to the suda. And when Eliyahu was asked which reason was the real reason, he said that she went in for all the reasons that were mentioned by all the Tanaim and all the Amoraim. Dav Tes Zayin. So the Simur Dav Tes Zayin is toes. So here goes. The acrobat with the big toes. Toes? That must be one Dav Tes Zayin. The acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip getting onto a horse, which reminds us the Gemara goes through Haman's downfall from becoming Mordechai's barber and bath attendant to being kicked as Mordechai stood on him to get on the horse to his daughter's dumping the chamber pot on him and her jumping to her death. So the acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip getting onto a horse and then jumped onto his brother's neck, which reminds us, the Gemara gives an account of the reconciliation between Yosef and his brothers and how he wept on Binyamin's necks, which is a reference to the two temples that will be in Binyamin's portion and eventually destroyed, and Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck, a reference to the Mishkan of Shiloh, which was to be in Yosef's territory and eventually destroyed. So the acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip, getting onto a horse, and then jumped onto his brother's neck, finished his act by sliding down a long pole or reciting 10 names in one breath. Which reminds us, the 10 names of Haman and the word Aseres are to be read by the Megillah reader B'Neshima Achas in one breath, since their souls departed at the same moment, and the letter Vav in the name Vayezasa should be elongated like a long pole, since they were hung on a long pole, one above the other. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simur Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman, that must be more in Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years, learning how to sell, which reminds us that the bottom of Daf Tez Zayin on the base, Rav is said in the name of Yitzhak Rashmo Bar Marsa, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mekibud Av, aim toward learning is greater than honoring one's father and mother. Shekol Osim Shanim She Yaakov Avinu Beveis Eivor Lan Enosh. Since all the years that Yaakov Avinu was in the house of Eivor, he wasn't punished, even though during that time he didn't honor his parents. The Gemara goes through the calculation of Yaakov's years based on the Torah giving over at Yishmael's age. So the used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years learning how to sell told his customers they should never read the car manual backwards, which reminds us the opening mission of the second parak states, Akoris Megillah Mafreo Yatza, one who reads the Megillah out of order is not Yotze. The Gemara asks for the source, and after rejecting the first answer, brings the following pasuk, V'yamim ha'eila nizkarim v'nasim, and these days shall be remembered and celebrated. Iskish zikir l'asiyah. The Megillah makes a hekesh between remembering and celebrating. Ma'asir l'mafreya lo, af zikir l'mafreya lo. Just as a celebration cannot be performed out of order, you can't have the 15th come before the 14th, so to the remembrance referring to the Megillah reading cannot be done out of order. So, the used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years, learning how to sell, told his customers they should never read the car manual backwards, and that they better say their prayers in order if they want to have a safe drive. Which reminds, the Gemara goes to the reason of the order of the brachas in the Shemone Esrei, based on Psukim, and begin with the brach of Avos, which is based on Hobu Hashem B'nei Elim, declared to Hashem the sons of the powerful, referring to the powerful ones of the earth, who are the Avos. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. Some of the guests of the chuppah, that must be one Daf Yud Ches. Some of the guests of the chuppah where the rabbi is going on non-stop with praising Hashem, which reminds us that after the Gemara completes explaining the order of the brachas in the Shemone Esrei, it states that from this point onward, it's forbidden to give over the praises, the shvachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Belazar said, what's the meaning of the following pasuk? Mi yamalel gvuras Hashem yashmiya kol tehilaso. For who is it fitting to speak of the mighty acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? L'mi sheyachol hashmiya kol tehilaso. One who's able to declare all of his praise. Since no one can do so, one cannot add more praises to the Shemone Esrei. Other drushes are brought as well. So, some of the guests of the chuppah where the rabbi is going on non-stop with praising Hashem decide to head over to the Megillah reading next door, even though they didn't understand Hebrew, which reminds the Mishnah on Dav Yud Zayin Amud Aleph stated, Bahaloas Shoshama Ashuris Yatza, and a foreigner who heard the Megillah read in Ashuris, meaning Hebrew, has fulfilled his chib, even though he does not understand Hebrew. Ravina points out that there are some words in the Megillah that we don't understand, and yet we fulfill our chib. Ella, mitzvahs kriya uparsima nisa. The mitzvah is reading and publicizing the miracle. So too here, even when people do not understand, they fulfill their chib because the mitzvah is the reading and publicizing the miracle. And Rashi explains that even though they do not understand what they're hearing, they will ask people who do understand, who will then explain the reading and tell them about the miracle. So, some of the guests of the chuppah, where the rabbi was going on nonstop with praising Hashem, decide to head over to the Megillah reading next door, even though they didn't understand Hebrew, only to discover they had come in the middle. Which reminds us, the Mishnah said, according to Megillah, l'mafrei lo yatza, one who reads the Megillah out of sequence has not fulfilled his chiyuv. If one misses a pasuk, he has to go back to that pasuk and read from there. And if he comes to shul when they're already halfway through the Megillah, he's not yotze, and he must start a kriya from the beginning. All right, that completes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.